Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and Merry Christmas from everybody here at Charisma Media and the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, in the December issue of Charisma, I shared some of my Christmas memories and also those of my mentor, the late Jamie Buckingham. You know, some of my most memorable Christmases when I was growing up is when we would drive up to the farm in Michigan where my grandparents lived. We lived down in Florida, and of course, Florida doesn't have white Christmases. My grandparents were getting up in years. They'd lived on the farm forever. Of course, I'd been going up there since I was a child. A lot of great memories. They were not wealthy people at all, but it was interesting to go there and see the animals and in the summer ride on the tractor with my dad. At Christmas, of course, it was entirely different. There was almost always snow on the ground. My cousins would come up from Grand Rapids, my other cousins from Chicago. The house would be full of relatives. It'd be full of the smell of food. My grandmother was a great cook. I especially remember her molasses cookies and all the pies that she would make. And while we were up there, we would do a lot of fun things. We would pull each other in a sled, or we would sled down the hill. We would also go out, or at least we did one year, and find a Christmas tree and chop it down, and we brought it in, and we decorated it the best we could. The ornaments were probably not very fancy, but we would string popcorn on a string and add that to the Christmas tree and sometimes make things out of crepe paper. And, you know, for us, it was beautiful. But mainly we were together and we loved each other. And my brother and sister, Karen and Paul, they have good memories too. In fact, when it came time for me to write my column, I contacted them and asked them for some of their memories. You know, I never thought that years later I would be writing about it. My grandparents were good people. They weren't particularly warm and fuzzy, as I remember, but we knew that they loved us, and my grandmother would pull us close and whisper in our ears that I love you, and my grandpa would clown around with us kids, and we had a great time. Just great Christmas memories. Probably my worst Christmas was one of the years I was at the University of Florida, and my parents had moved out to California by that time, and to save money, I guess, we decided that I wouldn't go out there. I got a job at a men's store over the Christmas holidays, which was an interesting experience, but then on Christmas Day itself, I was all alone. I had a cold, as I recall. A nice family, the parents of some of my high school friends, did invite me over for Christmas dinner, and I appreciated that so much. Even though I didn't know most of the people, it was kind of an extended family thing. But because of that, I have always been more sensitive to those people who might be alone on Christmas, and over the years, in various ways, have been able to reach out to them. Now, at Christmas time, my family gathers at our house in Orlando. My mother now is 90. My dad has gone to heaven. My son Cameron and his son Cohen come over. Chandler comes over. This year, my sister-in-law Rosella is going to be there with my wife Joy, and probably her brother and sister Jim and Frances Farrell. We'll all get together. We'll have a great meal. We'll sit around and watch TV and play games. Usually we get a puzzle out and put it together. Always at Christmas, before we open the presents, and there's always lots of presents, we always stop and read the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2. And I encourage you, especially if you have children, to keep Christ in Christmas by doing something like that, because it makes a huge impression and it helps us to remember what Christmas is all about. Now, early in my career, I was mentored by the late great writer Jamie Buckingham, who treasured both family and Christmas, and I pulled out one of his Christmas columns that he wrote in December of 1982, and he wrote this: "What is the day that so drives us to be among loved ones? Is home for Christmas. Busy businessmen forget about buying and selling, creating and convincing, to lounge around the house with family. Things like trade agreements and real estate deals, marketing and sales, they all take a back seat to important things like carving the turkey and opening inane but precious gifts under a tree." Now, I remember Jamie well. He was such a genius with words that I actually quoted part of that Christmas column, and I didn't have room to run the whole thing. And if you are interested in it, you can go to charismamag.com/homeforchristmas and read the whole things. Here's some more of the beauty of his prose. Let me read it for you. "Home for Christmas. For many, it is an impossible yearning. In hospitals, while suction cups whir and monitors bleep, some fight for their lives, In jails and prisons, men and women lie on rusting steel cots facing concrete walls or stare upward at gray ceilings. All strong and weak alike finally bury their faces in the mildewed lumpy pillow and cry away the day. Home for Christmas. In nursing homes, the grand old people of this world reach out for a small group of strangers with cookies and carols, vainly looking for comfort from an indifferent attendant. Anyone who might bring a message of comfort and cheer. The words echo through the centuries. God rest ye merry gentlemen. God rest ye merry? How can there be any merriment if we're not home for Christmas? Why all this homesickness? Why do the Salvation Army lassies take on an almost saintly hue as they ring their little bells? They, if you do not, will try to provide a home for those not home for Christmas. Could this homesickness be from God Himself? Is it possible that Jesus lying on a bed of straw on Christmas Day was homesick? Could it be the memory of heaven still lingered? Were some of those infant tears the same tears lonely men and women shed today? Tears in memory of home. This Christmas, missionaries will gather their families about them in unreached cities, hanging red and yellow decorations on banana trees, walking through maddening markets where the world roars by without even knowing the name of the baby. They are people on a mission. So he came to bring heaven to earth, to make the kingdom he had known, and to establish it on this planet. Because of him, men and women no longer throng taverns, no longer fill their bodies with chemicals. Because of him, children do not have to run away. Because of him, no matter where we find ourselves on this Christmas day, we will be home. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And with that, Jamie concluded the column. And I'll conclude this podcast wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. I'm Stephen Strang.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.